This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Georgia lawmakers are starting to consider whether or not to legalize medical marijuana. They're also battling again over the issue of whether or not students should be able to carry guns on campus if they have permits. Matt Towery is the president and CEO of Insider Advantage, which has just finished a poll on both subjects. He joins us once again. Matt, welcome back.
Thank you, Dennis.
One of the interesting findings from this is that a majority of the folks you polled, and this is statewide registered voters, say medical marijuana, it's a small majority, but still a majority, medical marijuana ought to be legal.
Yeah, I find it very interesting. Now, the question that we asked said specifically, in essence, that legislators consider introducing a bill or considering introducing a bill this year to allow the use of medical marijuana in very specific instances. And we gave one instance, which is a liquid form to reduce seizures for young children. That's already been talked about in the news. And we then said, what is your opinion of legislation allowing medical marijuana to be prescribed by doctors in Georgia on a very limited basis? So this is not necessarily a poll that says, we're going to see the legislature moving towards legalizing marijuana all over the place.
This is not Colorado with recreational marijuana.
Yeah, that's not going to happen in Georgia, at least not anytime soon. But there does seem to be strong support. And the reason I say that, for having limited ability to prescribe medical marijuana in some instances, the reason I say that is not only 51% say they favor, but the opposition is very low. It's at about 27%. And when I looked at the crosstabs of the poll, looking at the various political affiliations, so those who say they're Democrat, Republican, Independent, Republicans and Democrats both supported it around 53%, with very low percentages opposing. Now, independent voters who can, sometimes be they're a large chunk of the vote here in Georgia, they supported it by about 48%, with about 29% opposing it. Now, as a pollster and as a former legislator years ago, I can tell you right now, that's something that someday, I don't know if it's this year, is going to come to law in Georgia.
Do you think, though, that it will spur the introduction of actual legislation this year when the lawmakers and particularly the legislative leaders have said, we're going to have a fast session and we don't want to get bogged down?
Well, I'm not sure that this would bog them down. I mean, ironically, we've already had several legislators say they were going to consider introducing legislation. And the Speaker of the House, David Ralston, stated that he wanted to take a look at the possibility of limited use of medical marijuana. I think they know something that we're all now coming to realize, and that is that this is a pretty popular concept. When you have this low level of opposition, generally speaking, if something doesn't come about this year, it's going to come about, I would guess, in the next session or so.
Very quickly, the speaker said he wanted to look at the science of this as well. So could that involve a deliberative process that might slow it down for this year, but perhaps allow it to come up next year?
Sure, and it's entirely possible that it won't pass this year. I mean, this is a quick session, and this could become a real – I mean, if you only have 27% who oppose or 28, that's still 28 who could really be vocal. So I don't necessarily expect it to pass this year, but I do think that you're going to see this move faster than people expect. I would think within the next few years we'll see some limited version of medical marijuana in Georgia.
Another issue, and this is the issue of guns on campus, and – for some folks, I think a surprising result, 56% of the people in the survey that you conducted oppose allowing the guns on college campuses. Did that surprise you?
Well, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution did a poll that they released this last weekend that showed 75% plus opposing this same bill. So my poll actually wasn't as surprising as theirs. I think polling is an art and a science. And so whether you look at our 56% or the 70-plus percent that the AJC poll showed, it does show that a fairly stout majority of Georgians just are not wild about this legislation. Particularly, this is true among female voters and independent voters. They're not wild about it. And those are some of the key demographics that the statewide candidates are going to have to be worrying about capturing the vote of in November.
Two-part question, really. Was there any indication from the folks surveyed about why they felt so strongly about this when gun rights are very popular with a lot of people in other situations? And secondly, could that be a reason why we saw both houses of the legislature kind of pull back from the compromise version that almost passed last year?
Well, this is a political hot potato because I polled this issue last year as well. And believe it or not, the bills that have been considered include, one version would include churches as well as college campuses, and that does even worse in the polling. So you couldn't find places that people apparently react to negatively where otherwise they're pro-gun in this state than the two that have been thrown out as these pieces of legislation. So I'm sort of confused over it. I don't quite understand why this is being pushed this year. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but nevertheless, that's politics is politics. It really could be a big factor in the governor's race if it's put on the table and the governor is forced to sign it.
Matt Towery is president and CEO of Insider Advantage. Matt, thanks so much for being with us again. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis.